Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed the role of yum. Yum isn't just a flavor. It's a signal from your body that says that you're complete. You've reached a sense of wholeness and well-being in terms of your food and for that meal. It's a form of closure, clarity, and self-awareness. In that episode, I explore the depths of yum, which dates back thousands of years with Eastern Asian tradition. In this episode, we'll discuss sleep, recovery, and the parasympathetic nervous system. Over the past 6 months, I've learned so much as I've worn my biometric tracker, and just being able to share my knowledge perhaps may help others who are listening wanting to improve their health. We think of rest as something passive, a break, a nap, a pause. But true recovery, especially the kind that heals, restores, and strengthens the body and mind, isn't anything but passive. At the center of this restorative process is sleep. And behind the scenes, guiding every breath and heartbeat is the parasympathetic nervous system, the body's natural recovery mode. Let's start by looking at the broader picture. Sleep isn't just time off, it's one of the most biologically active states we enter each day. During sleep, the body runs critical maintenance processes, repairing tissues, consolidating memories, balancing hormones, and resetting the nervous system. This is especially important in our modern world, where constant stimulation keeps many of us stuck in sympathetic overdrive, also known as fight or flight mode. That's where the parasympathetic nervous system comes in. It's the rest and digest half of our autonomic nervous system. When it's active, heart rate slows, breathing deepens, digestion improves, and stress hormones like cortisol decrease. In this state, the body can heal. However, many of us spend our days locked in a state of sympathetic dominance, whether from stress, screens, late nights, or just a go-go-go lifestyle. When we live in this state, sleep can't do its job. Even if we spend 8 hours in bed, we might not actually recover. Recovery then isn't just about taking time off or getting more sleep. It's about shifting the nervous system into balance, making space for the parasympathetic nervous system to take the lead. Recovery means supporting your system throughout the day so that come nighttime, your body is ready to enter those deeper phases of sleep where real restoration happens. To recover well, we have to actively create moments of safety and stillness that might look like deep breathing, time in nature, slowing down your meals, gentle movement, or simply putting away your phone before bed. These daily practices send signals to the body that it's safe to relax, which invites the parasympathetic system to engage and do its work. When the body feels safe, it shifts gears, and that's when healing begins. How restorative sleep REM, which is rapid eye movement, and SWS, which is slow wave, are impacted by recovery in the parasympathetic nervous system. So in the last section, we explored the importance of recovery and the parasympathetic system. Let's zoom in on what's actually happening during sleep and how recovery habits shape the quality of it. Sleep isn't just one long stretch of rest. It's made up of different stages that cycle throughout the night. Two of the most important are slow wave sleep and rapid eye movement. These are where the magic of true recovery happens. Slow wave sleep, sometimes called deep sleep, is when the body gets to work repairing itself. Muscles rebuild, immune function strengthens, and growth hormone is released. This is the most physically restorative part of sleep. Without enough SWS, which is a slow wave sleep, you may wake up feeling sore, foggy, or worn out, like your body didn't get to finish recharging. REM sleep, by contrast, is all about emotional and cognitive restoration. This is when dreaming happens and when the brain consolidates memory, integrates emotions, and files away what we've learned. It's mental and emotional housekeeping. Poor REM sleep can leave you feeling irritable, forgetful, or even emotionally off balance. So how do the nervous system and daytime habits affect these stages? When your parasympathetic nervous system is activated, your body is more likely to enter and sustain deeper stages of sleep. That means more uninterrupted SWS and more meaningful REM cycles. But when your body is stuck in sympathetic mode, even if you're lying still, your nervous system remains alert. Things like stress, heavy meals before bed, blue light exposure, and unresolved emotions can all keep your body in a state of tension. Even if you're unaware of it, your body knows, and it shows up in your sleep architecture. Things like stress, heavy meals before bed, blue light exposure, and unresolved emotions can all keep your body in a state of tension. Even if you're unaware of it, your body knows, and it shows up in your sleep architecture. Recovery doesn't begin the moment your head hits the pillow. It starts earlier in the day when you support your body with nourishing food, movement, relaxation, and mental calm. You're setting yourself up to drop into restorative sleep more easily. The quality of your day shapes the quality of your night. And here's the important part. Even just a few days of poor sleep can disrupt hormone regulation, increase inflammation, and impair memory. But the good news is that restorative sleep builds on itself. One good night lays the foundation for the next. So if your goal is better recovery, don't just sleep more, sleep better, but working with your body, not against it. HRV and RHR. What these signals say about your sleep and recovery. Now let's talk about how you can measure what's happening inside your body without needing lab tests or expensive equipment. Of course, you always want to consult with a medical professional when making changes to your lifestyle. Two of the most helpful and accessible metrics are heart rate variability and resting heart rate. These numbers tell the story of your recovery, nervous system state, and sleep quality all in one glance. Let's break it down. Heart rate variability is the variation in time between each heartbeat. That might sound strange. Shouldn't your heartbeat beat evenly? But a healthy heart actually has more variability. That's because your body is constantly responding to your environment, speeding up, slowing down, adapting. Higher HRV means your nervous system is flexible and resilient. It reflects parasympathetic dominance, a sign your body is relaxed, recovering, and ready to perform. On the flip side, lower HRV often indicates stress, fatigue, illness, or overtraining. It suggests your system is strained and less able to shift into rest mode. Think of HRV as a recovery score. The higher it is, the better your body is bouncing back. Resting heart rate is simpler. It's the number of beats per minute when you're completely at rest, typically measured while you're asleep or first thing in the morning. A lower resting heart rate is usually a good sign. It means your heart is working efficiently and your nervous system is calm. A higher resting heart rate, though, can point to dehydration, stress, illness, or a night of poor sleep. Here's where it all connects. When you've had restorative sleep, your HRV would generally be higher and your RHR would be lower. That means your body reached those deep sleep stages. SWS, slow wave sleep, and REM, rapid eye movement, your physical and mental recovery take place. But if you're living in constant sympathetic overdrive, your resting heart rate might stay elevated and your HRV might stay low, even if you've technically got enough hours of sleep. These two metrics, HRV and RHR, are like having a dashboard for your health. They reflect how well your body is managing stress, how restorative your sleep was, and how ready you are to take on the day. And they're not fixed. You can influence them by managing stress, staying hydrated, moving your body during the day, and building a solid wind-down routine at night. When you support your parasympathetic system, you create the conditions for HRV to rise and RHR to fall, signaling that your body is healing. Your body is talking. Are you listening? If there's one thing to take away from all this, it's this. Your body is always communicating, whether through your HRV, your resting heart rate, the quality of your sleep, or how you feel throughout the day. These signals offer constant insight into your well-being. You don't have to guess whether your body is recovering. You can measure it. But numbers are just part of the story. What really matters is how you respond. Do you honor what your body is asking for? More rest, less stimulation, deeper nourishment? do you create space for the parasympathetic system to work its quiet magic? Recovery isn't a reward for doing more, it's the foundation that allows you to show up fully, clear-headed, well-rested, and emotionally grounded. So whether you're looking to improve your sleep, reduce stress, or simply understand your body better, start here. Pay attention, slow down, breathe. Your nervous system is listening, and when you give it what it needs, it will return the favor and strength, resilience, and energy. Because when your body feels safe, it sleeps better. And when you sleep better, you live better. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. In our next episode, we'll dive deeper into just getting the most out of life through monitoring our biometrics. Thanks again for choosing Health Solutions Today. Have a wonderful week.